Shuchafez and Shabbos Yudalab Cheshon Heitav Shalom and Zion, November 4th, 1976, Thursday continued. Third tape.
And because of that, he'll be relieved next morning from writing and cooking and baking and washing clothes and all kinds of things. Or we say, after all, right now he's not forced to do anything. He can even go to sleep if he wants. The superior officer is only asking for volunteers. Next morning, but if he doesn't volunteer, so next morning he'll be forced to cook and to bake and to wash and to write and do all kinds of things. So it will be an onus, so to be pikach nefesh. But right now there is no, he's not forced. So maybe there is no tchi on the isakal. Or we say that the isakal of Friday night is nitche because of the isachomor of Shabbos mo. So he doesn't discuss, I mean, after all, the Chofetz Chaim wrote that kutzes for soldiers who are not landing. So he doesn't discuss that, and he says, he presents a problem, and then he says, if it involves marching, let's say, for 10 miles, which involves any sort of idea, so he shouldn't volunteer. But if it involves, let's say, marching, let's say, for less than 12 mil, so that it only involves any sort of rabbonon, so he should volunteer. Why does he pass in that way? Because the apparently, I mean, he doesn't discuss. So, because the Chofetz Chaim was aware of the fact that there is a Machlokes Rishonim on it. And there is a Machlokes Rishonim. At the beginning of Ksuvos, you'll find that Machlokes Rishonim. Whether a person is allowed to do a Nisa Kal now in order to relieve himself of a Nisa Chumor, let's say, a day later, or a week later, or a month later. In other words, so there is a Machlokes Rishonim. Anyway, so we have a machlekes rishonim as to whether a person is allowed to do a nisa kal today in order to prevent a nisa chomor later on in the same person. So apparently, this tesis holds agrees with the shite. This whole tesis in Shabbos agrees with the shite that in the same person, one is allowed to do the same. I mean, nisa kal, in order to be mneya himself, nisa cham chomo later on. And all of now is nitche, bifnei isa chomo later on. But that's in the same person. How about another person? So that's what, this is what the Gemara says. A name of the Lord of Chatek in Shemit Chadeh. So of course, suppose we would say Chatek in Shemit Chadeh, mean that one Jew would be allowed to be Michal Shabbos in order to buy for himself it was cotton. I mean, so even if we said Chateikin Sheizke Chaveicho, it still wouldn't mean that a person is allowed to be Michal Shabbos to go to drive the car on Shabbos in order to store and buy. He'll be able to be kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. So even if we said Chateikin Sheizke Chaveicho, that he wouldn't be allowed. So what does it more mean? Even if it is such a situation that vis-a-vis the same person, he would be allowed to do a nisa kal in order to relieve himself of a nisa chomo later on. So that's only vis-a-vis the same person. But vis-a-vis another person, let's say here. So the maskon of the Gemara is that the same person is allowed to be there. In order to be matzal himself from the Isa Meloche of Shabbos. But vis-a-vis another person, so Gemara says, but if it had been such a situation that even vis-a-vis the same person he wouldn't be allowed, so the Gemara wouldn't have to say, it's not even Yiska Haveicho. The expression is appropriate when it is a situation that vis-a-vis the same person he would be allowed. As far as Bully Gabi Ridias pass. So vis-a-vis the same person, the Maskon of the Gemara is, he feels so. So then one could argue, vis-a-vis another, no, so what difference does it make? Whether I'll be Matzil myself, or I'll be Matzil another Jew? After all, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zalazeh. So the Gemara says, no, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zalazeh, fine. But there is still a difference between being Matzil oneself himself from an Avere, or being Matzil somebody else from an Avere. So, but if we did say Chatikish Chaveicho, if we don't apply to a case where vis-a-vis the same person as here, it is a pass. So he's allowed to do any zakah. But vis-a-vis another person, he's not allowed. So the whole Teisves is based upon the premise that the same person is allowed to do an Avera Kalo in order to put himself, he's allowed to volunteer Friday night for marching 20 miles, which will involve an Isra Reise, in order to relieve himself from one test loches, which is an Isra Kores and Isra Sket. So that's the premise, underlying premise of the whole business. So, but vis-a-vis another person, we do not say that the Kal of Ruvain should be Itre because of the Issachomor of Shim. The Issachal of Ruvain Itre before the Issachomor of Ruvain. But the Issachal of Ruvain should be Itre before the Issachomor of Shim and that now. This is what the Gemara says. Einenu l'chatel k'dish yitzchak aleihem. So this is the kasha, but Rebbe, we pass like Rebbe, says that the Issachal of being Terem Shoyim Amuke of the Chover is Itre because of the Issachomor of the Amoretz of eating table. Of the table. So they says over there, so if the Amhoret Shimon will eat table, it will be my fault, it will be Reuven, the Chover's fault. So in other words, he's the cause of it, so it's considered like his own of it, since he's the cause of it. So it's considered as if it's own of it, because he's the marshal. So we have to treat it from the point of view of the Shaila. Of as to whether one person is allowed to do an Issachal in order to prevent an Issachomor of his own, even though the Issachomor will be of Shimon and Amoretz, but the Issachomor of Shimon and Amoretz will be caused by Reuven the Chover. This is what he says. So then the Rebbe says that so the underlying premise is that vis-a-vis the same person, so the Issachal of Reuven is certainly Nitre before the Issachomor of Reuven. So, Memele, why didn't the Gemara be patient this Abaya of Rabbide in regard to the Shailest whether the same person is allowed to be ready the pass? To be ready the pass. So, this was the next kasha that bothered the Rebbe. So, the Rebbe said, that feel we mad be katzmei in lifshit mishom lehakir. The hosom adayin le nase o yisea. Umutev she yasi yisakal, the le yasi yisakomor al yorei. Aber am hoche hamaise shelisa kvor nase um memele yidmeir tase afil isa kal yodayim. So the pshat, the only reasonable pshat in the revoy is that the revoy apparently agrees with the shita of the rishat. Even though the mechaskinuch says it's inconceivable, but apparently the revoy agrees with the lomdes of the rishat that here it's not a pulanim sheches. The maisaveri is done when you put the door into the oven. But it's contingent. The ultimate krivas ponim bitano is at night. It is contingent upon the ultimate krivas ponim bitano. So he has a way of retroactively frustrating this maisaveri. If he does it. And if he doesn't do it, then the maisaveri was done away. So then it will be rightly determined that the Maisavere was terminated a long time ago, when he put the door in the table. So maybe it's not a question, it's not a shaila of preventing the Maisavere from taking place. The Maisavere was already done. There is a way of frustrating the Maisavere retroactively. So there is no halacha that one is allowed to do an intakal. I mean so. There is no hechech that there is such a halacha that one is allowed to do an isakal now in order to frustrate retroactively an aveira that took place already. Mashenkin over there, the chover, the amoretz, did not eat the perises yet. So if the chover will not be able to isakal, so then in the future, the amoretz will be able an aveira be yodayim, will be terrible. And since this will be caused by the chover, so it's considered as if it is his own aveira. So memele, the aveira kalo of the chover is nitres before the aveira chmura the text yet did not take place. Mashenkin here, the aveira took place already. So we see from the Rivor that his shita is like the rishash. His shita is like the rishash. But then you'll see from another case there's a raya to the mechas chinuch shita. Now, this is the pshat in the Ramban. This is the pshat in the Ramban. So the Ramban apparently also agrees with the Rishash. He says, the mashmalei, the mishum chiyuv chatos davke itirolei, v'loy mishum yosol yechil Shabbos. Why not? This is more important. Preventing yechil Shabbos is more important. The answer is, if the maisa aveira had been imsheches, so then of course, that would be more of a reason to justify the aveira of Rivia Zapas. But the maisa aveira was not already. He has a way, you know, of retroactively frustrating the Maisa Aveira. So because of that, just because he has a way of retroactively frustrating the Maisa Aveira, so the Chachomer not matter is sorry. Now, for example, somebody took Ishwe, let's say, not to do something, and he did it, but he has a way of retroactively frustrating, defeating the Maisa Aveira. How? By being Sheila Chochem. But in order to be Sheila Chochem, he has to behave on Ishus. He has to behave on Israel. So then we wouldn't say that he's allowed. So, I mean, maybe according to the Maskona of the Gemara, he would be allowed. Because the Maskona of the Gemara is that the Imam Lodom Chati, that he killed the Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisaskila, and even though here the Maisa Aveira terminated. But let's say, before the Gemara was patient there. So then we couldn't say on the basis of Michalel, Lechover, the Levet is a Kuile, Kideichel Levet, Amoret, Isur Rabe, that he should be allowed to be on Isra Rabbonon in order to be Sheila Chochem. Because the Maisa Aveira was done already, but he has a way of frustrating it retroactively. So this is what he said. So anyway, so we see from the Ramban that he agrees with the Rishash. However, from the other tasteless, it's mashma that he's not like that. All right, and we'll see. Then we'll place a spirit between one river and the other river. All right, that's true.
Rabbi, I understand the difference between this.
No, because we could have the patient from this river. Is allowed to be able to use a previous path in order to be able to manage.
Shir Chav Gimon Shabbos, Yudal Cheshvan Heitav Shin Lam Zayin, November 7, 1976, and Sunday.
The Shaila, in regard to Afir, does the Maise Aveya, the Meloch of Afir, does it consist in the act of putting the dough into the oven? It's like Zereya, in other words, so when you put a seed into the soil, so on Shabbos you are chayav mishum Zereya, even though the Ashchoshet will not take place at least for 3 days. So that's the Maaseh Zeriya. So we could say that the putting of the dough in the oven, that's the Afiyah. Or Afiyah is like Zereya Daladam mishum Zereya. So the Maaseh Zeriya is the Mshechetz from the Akire until the Anoche. So here too, until it is Komu Poneo Bitanu, it's the Maisa Aveira. So the Rishash, the Tachmina would be, suppose someone would put dough in the Tanu 1 minute before Shkia Shabbos afternoon. And the Krimi Bitanu would take place Mitzoy Shabbos. So the Rishash says, so there is a Machlekes between the Rishash and the Mechatz Chinuch. So the Rishash and Simenai, Dafa and Gimel and the Gemara and the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, the connection is Zereya. So he says that just as Zereya, can the Melacha of Zereya consists in putting the seeds in the soil, and even though the Ashroshet takes place later, not on Shabbos, so it's higher, so by the same thing. As long as it culminates in the Maisa Afiyah in Krimas Ponim Bitano, so even though this takes place, the Krimas Bitano takes place Mitzoy Shabbos, but he's chay. This is what the Rishash says. The Mechatz Chinuch says this in the Poshut, that if someone will put dough in the Tano Shabbos afternoon and the Krimas Ponim would take place Mitzoy Shabbos, So he's spot. The Davnezer says the same thing. As the Mechatz Chinuch. Davnezer. Avnezer discussed it at Nishalas Yitshuvas, Avnezer and Chayi, Tshuvim Memches, Memtes Nun. Now, then the Mechas Chinuch himself mentions that Aloch Estanis of Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, he was in the time of the Chacham Tzvi, so he also says the same thing, that, like the Mechas Chinuch, that by Eifer, if someone will put dough in the tunnel late Shabbos afternoon and the Kriyas Shponim would take place with Tzoyi Shabbos, so he's spot. I mean, that is Ishal Tshuves Halochas Tanis of the Rihagiz Tshuve, I think Tshuve Reish Samach Lov. Now then, however, Shalos Yitshuvos Marsham, the Shalos Yitshuvos Marsham, the Chaim, I don't remember which Yitshuv it is. So he says the same thing like the Rishash. In other words, so the machlekes between them is whether the afiyah, the meleches afiyah, consists in the act of putting the dough. And two, the Gemara says that if he takes out the dough before it's come upon El, so then he's potter. So that only means that this is only at night. In other words, the putting of the dough in the tano constitutes ma'isa afiyah if it culminates in Krimas Ponim. But if it doesn't culminate, so then the putting of the dough is not ma'isa afiyah. But the krimah bitano is only at night, according to the Rishash and the Marsham. But according to the Mechas Chinuch and the Grichagis and the Avnezer, so it's a Maisavir Hanim Sheches, like Zerik Daladamis Vishesara. Alright. Now, so I mentioned that from the Ramban, so first of all, if we didn't have any Rishenim who appear to agree with the Rishash, so then we would say that the halacha is definitely like the Mechas Chinuch, not like the Rishash, because the Gemara applies the halacha of Tchiloson v'Seifon Shgogo. So if we say like the Mechas Chinuch, we understand it, because he became lazy before the culmination, the consummation of the Ma'aseh Aveir. But if we say like the Rishash, so why should the halacha of Tchiloson v'Seifon Shgogo have application? But it seems that the Arishenim will agree with the Rishash. So then we have to say, according to them, so it's a big chiddush, that not that the halacha of Tchilos on Viseifon applies not only to a case where we have Maisa Avera Hanim Sheches, and then he becomes amazing before the consummation of the Maisa Avera Hanim Sheches, but even when the Maisa Avera was done already, as long as the Maisa Avera is contingent upon a certain fact, a certain circumstance, and if he became amazing before the realization of that contingency, so he's spot on. I mean, it wouldn't be mistaba to say, but according to the Shashite, we have then it's mucha from the Gemara. Now, so then I mentioned that from the Ramban it's mashma like the Rishash. Now, let's see the Ramban again. Two Rambans there. Yoleim b'sheik lo yitka liman itil. Yike li kashle. Dil me de chode inshe. Ve'amr lo videi. Yike li kashle. Oy, dil me aire behizid la vishor bekores. Yichoshim shgogo. Kimbuya li kamon perik al got. Vinire de laf kushi uklau. Dimashmalei, dimshimchi yufchatos davke itir olei. ולוי משום דאוס אלי בחילו שבס וכשמודים לוי מנו ניסע דאוס לקסו חיוב חטאוס באמס אוס אלי מיודס ואם כן כיוון דן ידע שיש חיוב חטאוס ואני ידע רק מחיוב לב איך ידע איסה וגם כשמודים לה איך ידע ולי ידע כיוון דן לקסו חיוב חטאוס הרי אוס אלי מיודס. So he has the kasha, why does the Gemara say אילי מבשאי גבולה יתקה למניתיו? So I mean, so the problem never arises, because if he's not cognizant of the fact that he committed an avera in putting the dough in the tano, so he'll never become motivated into redeem sapas. So the problem will not arise. So the Gemara, so Ramban asks, why couldn't the Gemara say that the Abaye of Rav Bibez refers to the case of Shegek? Velo yitka. Ruvein put dough into the tanur. Velo yitka. And then Shimon said to Ruvein, now listen, remove, take out the pass, the dough from the tanur. And Ruvein is obedient. He doesn't know why, but he likes to listen to Shimon. Shimon told him to remove the pass, so he's ready to remove the pass. And he asked Shaila, am I allowed? It's Shabbos. Am I allowed to remove the pass? He didn't ask Shaila when he put the dough into the tanner. That he didn't ask. But now he asks, so that's the Shaila of the Rav Bibez. So whether we should tell him, you are allowed or not, that's the Ramban's question. Or, you might be easy to love, you should be chorus. The Choshim Shgogo. So Mele, he knows that he did something that is osa. And he wants to know whether he's allowed to remove the pass. We need a lav kushi yeklau. The mashmalay the mishum chiyu pchatos davki yitirolay. We loy mishum the osili the chilul Shabbos. Uchshe midiolay min elisea the osleke su chiyu pchatos behem ez osalay the elis. We can kim den idea she is chiyu pchatos ve in idea rak me chiyu vlav el chiyu de isay. We gam kishe midiolay echim goli idei kim den leke su chiyu pchatos hari osalu the elis. So in other words, when the Gemara said, So the Gemara assumed at that time that Rav Bibe was sure that mitzat the prevention, the menias havere hameloche. So then there is certainly no heter to be there the rabbonon of the diasakas. But the abaye of Rav Bibe was as to whether in order to prevent the chiyuv chatos, it should be muta. But for the purpose of preventing the kansom, the ma'isaver of meloche, in order to be menea the meloche, that's certainly not. Now that doesn't even make sense. I mean, why should anyone say, even for a moment, that the meneasa meloche de raise, an averech more like Shabbos, that doesn't justify the violation of the rabbonon of Yediyas HaPas. But the prevention of the chiyuv chatos does justify. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. But if we say like the Rishash, then it does make sense. Because according to Rishash, so once he put the dough into the tanur, so he already did his ma'isa avera. Of course, it's a terrible thing, but he already did it. But he has a way of being eichadavir. Of being eichadavir, lemafreya. By removing the pass. So it's not a question of restraining him from doing the avir. He already did the ma'isa avir. It's a question of being eichadavir. So meichatei said, so when the Gemara said, ilayne b'sheyi v'liitka lemani tiru, ilayne b'sheyi v'liitka lemani tiru, so the Gemara assumed, why does Rav Bibe raise his abaye in connection with Shegek? Veloitka, why doesn't he raise his abaye in connection with Mezid? Then the Gemara says that the abaye of Rav Bibe is in connection with Mezid. But at this stage, so the Makshin assumed, why does Rav Bibe raise his shaile only in connection with Shegek? Veloitka, why doesn't he raise his shaile in connection with Mezid? The answer is because Rav Bibe took it for granted where the Maisavere was already done, and there is an opportunity, that if an opportunity is presented to the person, to the delinquent person, to the Iver Avere, to be Eichad Avere Lemafreya, so then there is certainly no heter to be Iver Isurin Rabbonon in order to be Eichad Avere that was already done. Then it's his problem. But that's the reason as to why Rav Bibe raises his question only in connection with Shegek Leitka. So maybe the Menias Chatos, Avos Chatos, justifies the violation of the Rabbanon. But Akiras Aveira, that was already done. So the Makshin assumed that according to Rav Bibe, it certainly doesn't justify the Rideas HaPas, the violation of the Yisra of Rideas HaPas. So we cannot say, because if he doesn't become cognizant of his avere, so he will not bring chatos anyway. So why should we be matir and Yisrael Rabbanon? And why? In order to be Eikeya, the Raise, so then he should raise this question in connection with Maisi. Why doesn't Rav Bibe raise this question in connection with Maisi? So anyway, so it's a raya from this Ramban. That Ramban agrees with the Rishash. So then it makes sense. But if the Ramban agrees with the Mechaschinur, the Rishagis, so then it means that the Maisavere of Afie is a Maisavere Anim Sheches, like Zerik, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Arabi, Zerik Daladamis. So it's a Maisavere Anim Sheches, so why should a Machshin assume that according to Rav Bibe, only Minias Havas Chatos justifies the violation of the Rabbanon of Gedias Apas. But Minias Avere to prevent the consummation of Avere not, that is more important than to be Minia Havas Chatos. So, we have to say that Ramban agrees in the Shita of the Rishash. And then he says, Uch Shemitavitz Hashas B'mezi, V'tonei Shalo Yovei, with the Issa Stile, Ho Adin B'it, Kavu B'shodroi. But, so it is only as long as the Machshin assumed that Rav Bibe limits his Abaye to a case of Shedek V'loit. So then you can deduce from Rav Bibe's Abaye that Rav Bibe took it for granted that Akiras Avere, that was done away. So, l'makiras aveira l'mafreya. Akiras l'mafreya of an aveira that took place of it. So it doesn't justify the violation of the rabbon. The violation of the rabbon. Basheinkein, when the Shas gives the teretz that Rav Bibe Abaye has reference to the case of Maisi, so then the Abaye of Rav Bibe was maybe Akiras actually mafreya of Navire that was done already also justifies, and then the Gemara was patient till they saw. So that means a little maskona of the Gemara. So not only is one allowed to do a Navire Drabonon in order to prevent the consummation of Navire Chmure, but even if the Navire Chmure was done already, but by violating the Drabonon he'll be able to be Eike mafreya. An Avera D'Raise Chmuro is also allowed. This is what we see from this Ramban. Now let's see the next Ramban. So again, the next Ramban, we see the Ramban follows up the same sheet. V'chi emrim lo yodom chatei b'shil sheyizke chaveicho. Kashel el rabbetam. Vo amrim om beirev imperikol maharvin nichalei lichover dilevet diyu isurei klile vilo levet amoretz isurei rabbe umfakinon shano osom shaldi achover weise. So we explained it last time, because the whole shaila, whether Eimim L'Odom Chatei K'Shiyizke Chaveicho or Eimim L'Odom Chatei K'Shiyizke Chaveicho, is only shayach if it is such a situation that if the same shaila had arisen in connection with the same person, as whether the same person is allowed to do an Avera Kala now in order to prevent an Avera Chmura sometimes in the future by himself, then would be Muna. So then we say, then the Shaila rises, maybe vis-a-vis the same person. So an Avera Kala of today is Nitre with the Avera Chmura of tomorrow. That's the Shaila that the Chofetz Chaim in Machli Yisrael discusses. But vis-a-vis another person not, or since Kol Yisrael Arim Zelazeh, So the same principle that applies to the same person applies to another person too. So just as Reuven is allowed to do an Aveiro Kala now in order to prevent an Aveiro Chmuro by him later on, so not only Reuven is allowed to do an Aveiro Kala today to prevent an Aveiro Chmuro by Reuven tomorrow, but Reuven is allowed to do an Aveiro Kala today in order to prevent an Aveiro Chmuro of Shimon. But you'll say, I mean, it's none of his business. The answer is, it is his business, because Kol Yisroel Arim Yitzhar Lazeh. But if the situation is such that even vis-à-vis the same person, he wouldn't be allowed to do a certain Aviro Kalo in order to prevent his own Aviro Chmur later on, so then it goes without saying that he's certainly not allowed to do an Aviro Kalo in order to prevent the Aviro Chmur of another person. So in other words, so this tasteless is based upon the premise, as a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes Hashenim. There is a Machlekes Hashenim in Ksubes, Yishin Kobetzes, Dabdim Over. We did in the Sugya of Lidra Shludein Nishor. So there you'll find the Machlekes Hashenim, Yishin Kobetzes. You'll find the Machlekes Hashenim, whether an Avir Kalo of today is Nitre before the Avir Ochmur of the Mar. The Shaila that the Chovetz Chaim discusses. So this tasteless assumes that the Avir Kalo by the same person, vis-a-vis the same person, so the Avir Kalo of today is Nitres, b'fnei the Avir Kalo, Avir Chmur of tomorrow. But, so the Shaila is, how is it in regard to another person? So then, this is discovering, Pesheya, not Pesheya. So if the other person was a Pesheya, so then the Avir Chmur of another person is not to be equated with the Avir Chmur of his own. Even though Kol Yisroel Arim Yitzhar Lazeh, Mashenkein, if the other person who is going to behave on Avir Chmur is not a Bishaya, so then we equate the Avir Chmur of the other Jew with his own Avir Chmur. But if we are going to assume, like the Rishenim in Ksuves, that even the same person, the Avir Kalo of today, is not Nitches and Avir Chmur of tomorrow. So certainly one is not allowed to do an Avir Kalo today in order to prevent an Avir Chmur of another fellow. Alright. Now, so Teisves, Kashel Ramtam, Vamunun Beirev Mchumab, Minichel Lechovet Levedi, Yisurak Lile, Levet Amoretz Yisir Rabbi. So we see that the Chover is allowed to do the Avir Kalo of being Terem Shalom in Amukev, in order to prevent the Avir Chmura by the Amoretz of eating Teru, so we do say Chatim Shalom Shalvecho, Umfakino, the Stasis Teretz, the Rivos Teretz, Shano Hosom, Shal Be Achover, the Stasis Teretz, Shal Be Achover, where he says, Shomel in Lo Chokalpolo Zu Tenim Itros, because over there, he's the cause, the Chover is the cause of the probable Aveiro of the Amoretz. Because why would Amoretz eat Tevel? Because the Chovetz told him, Malei Kalkalo Zutaini Mitenosi. So in other words, so he's at the core of the Aveiro Chmur of the other fellow. So in such a case, where one person is the cause of the Aveiro Chmur of the other fellow, so then, the Minias, Aveiro Chmur of the other fellow is to be equated with Minias Avir Chmur of his own, because after all, it's the other fellow's Avir, but because of him, the other fellow is going to do the Avir Chmur. Alright. Then he says, Vikashel, one second. Vikashel, Amrinom Lipsochi, Shakein Eiver Alesed Ashwome, Umakrif Kob Mechusa Kippurim, Bar Lipsochim Gidishul Chavir Lipsochores. Because there is a Nesse of Ashlomo, Leo Hashlim Kolakobonis Kulom. So in other words, after the Tomich of Inabayim, you're not allowed, Midraisi, you're not allowed to be makriv any other Kom. Now suppose it's Erev Pesach, and there is a Mechusa Kippur in Nizav. So he has to bring his Kom of Mechusa Kapore, the Kapore, to Zav, and until he brings the Kom of the Mechusa Kapore, that the Zav brings, so then he will not be allowed to partake of Kodshim. So Mimele will not be allowed to partake of the Korban Pesach. And if he will not be allowed to partake of the Korban of the Korban Pesach, so Mimele he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of HaKoras Pesach. Because that is Miyaki. In other words, when can one bring the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, if he is capable of eating it? So then, even though he doesn't eat it, alright, so he's Mivatel mitzvah of Achilas Psochim, Belil Tesvav. But he will have fulfilled the mitzvah of Hakrovas from Pesach. Mashem came, if at the time of the Hakrove he is in such a state that he is incapable, he is not able to eat it at night, so then he cannot even bring the Korban Pesach. And if he doesn't, and so he'll be mevatel the mitzvah of Avos from Pesach. And Avos from Pesach is a mitzvah sheish b'kores. So it's an Aveir Chmura vis-a-vis the Esav HaShlomah. That's only a Nesek Reide. There is no Kores. So the Halacha is that the Kehem can be Makriv, the Kom Mechuzak HaKore of the Zav. So that the Zav will be able to eat at night the Kom Pesach, Mimele he will be enabled to Mikayim the Mitzvah of Avos Kom Pesach. Why? So we say to the Kehem, Chatei, you be mivatel and as a grain of Ashlome, in order to be mizake, the other fellow, the other Jew, with the mitzvah of Avos Kom Pesach, which is an association of course. So we do say Chatei Tishis Kahabeiro. So he says, so, and over there, it's not the Kehem's fault that the Zav will be mivatei the mitzvah of Avos Kom Pesach. And still we say, V'ikel emeimah, shane keyanim dishluche Yisroel shavhinu rachmono, v'yuhu eni yochel izakis meatz. So what is the teretz? It is, in a certain sense, in the case of Ashlome, so it will be the fault of the Kehen. Because after all, the Torah designated the Kehanim is the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael to be makrim the Kabbalahs. So it's his responsibility to be makrim the Kom Pesach of the Zav. The Zav cannot be makrim himself, the Kehan is to be makrim for him. So Mimele, there, in a certain sense, it is his responsibility, because the Torah designated the Kehan as the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, the Kehanim as the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael to be makrim the Kom Pesach of there. So Mimele, it is to be equated with the Aveir Chmura of his own. That's one thing. Vina, the other thing. Shame Hidvik Paz Bitano Bishegi, the Lavisehu, Shefshaloi Lishapia Bechatos, Vin Ridoso Elos Husloi, Shinipotamiko. What's the Pshat in the second Teretz? So the second Teretz is, so again, it's in line with the first piece of the Rambam. He says, Enochanam. So the second, you see, where is, according to the first lotion in Ramban here agrees with thesis, that we do not say Chatei Tishis Chaveicho in a case where the person is not at fault for the Avir Ochmu of the other fellow. So the second, he says, no, there is a halacha of Chatei Tishis Chaveicho even in a case where the person is not at fault, where Reuven is not at fault for the Aveir Chmur of Shimon. Why? Because just as one person is allowed to behave in Aveir Kala now, in order to be Menei an Aveir Chmur of his own and his path later on, so for the same reason, he is allowed to do an Aveir Kala now in order to prevent the Aveir Chmur of another Jew. What's the difference? It's not a Jew. So then you ask, so why does the Gemara say with such a pshites that Reuven is certainly not allowed to be made in the pass from the Tanur in order to prevent Shimon the Avere of Skile? So the answer is over there, the Avere of Skile that Shimon did was already done. It's only Reuven through Ridias HaPas can be Eikel Mafreya. So then we say Inemod Chatei Tishis Chaveicho. So in other words, so Alibidemis. So we see that the Ramban Shita is as follows, that vis-a-vis the same person, so we say do an Aveir Kala now in order to be Eikel Mafreya and Aveir Chmuro, and in order to be Eikel and Aveir Chmuro that was done already, if you have an opportunity. Because in the first piece, the Ramban said that this was only the Havamin of the Gemara, when the Makshin assumed that Rav Yudas Abaye was limited to Sheyik Vlaitka. But according to Maskon of the Gemara, Okshemitaris Ashaz Bimezit, Vitonish Royom Lidisastino, Avim Bitka, Vishor Vlaim, so he's allowed. So in other words, but there we are dealing with the same person. So in other words, the same person, he is allowed to be ready to pass in order to be a Kelim Afreya, the Chiyuv Stile that was done already. Mashen came vis-a-vis another person. So even if it was done already. But if it wasn't done yet, so then we say even vis-à-vis another person, tetchatei kishis kabecho. This is the Ramban Shita. Now, then we said last time that when the Rivo said, v'chayim lo'odom chatei, kishis kibishut his kabecho, v'odom ha'abichol ma'arvin, Rebbe sova nichol l'chovet levet isurek lule, v'levet amoretz isurek rabbe. Hosom kin shoyich l'amoretz tevel al yodei, domo li melilo ha'kalkalo shalteinu mitinosi, אבל הוכש לו נעשו יסר על יודם חתי אפילו יסקל של חביר לידי סכם. So then, but then another question arises. So why did Rabbi behave in a bay? As to whether he killed a day so or not, but there it's in regard Rabbi Besabaye was directed to the same person, not another person. Had reference to the same person. So Monefshech, if one is allowed, if Ruven the Chover is allowed to do an Avira Talo in order to prevent an Avira Chmuro by Shimon the Amoretz. Why? Because he is the cause of Shimon's Avira. So vis-a-vis the same person, certainly, shouldn't be worse. So how can Rabbi even for a moment have his Al-Kidaitoch that the same person is not allowed to be Eiver and Avera Kalo and Nisan Rabbonon in order to prevent his own Avera Chmuro. If one is allowed to do an Avera Kalo in order to prevent another fellow's Avera Chmuro, where he is at fault, so his own Avera is certainly at fault. So the Rebbe says no. The reason is why Rabbibe could not be patient from Rebbe and we passed by Rebbe. ואם הריבור עוד אפילו מדיק עצמי אין ליפשית משום להתיר דהוסם עדיין לא נעשה או יישא ומוטב שיוסי יישא קל ולא יוסי יישא חומר על יודי אבל הוכה המייסי של יישא כבר נעשה וממילא יגמר לא יעשה אפילו יישא קל בידי. Now, so I said last time that if we say that the ריבור agrees in the sheet of the Rambam, then we understand very simply what the ריבור is saying, that Rabbibe couldn't be patient from Rebbe's din that he till the days of Kiddush Yovel and Yisra still a. Why? Because over there, when the Chover doesn't have a Kalo Yisterim Shalom in Amukev, so it's for the purpose of preventing an Averech Mure of the Amhoretz, which is yet to take place. Masha'im came in this case, so the Averech Mure, even though it's vis-a-vis the same person, was done already. But he has an opportunity for Yudias a pass to be Eitel Mafreya. Maybe that not. So we could explain the Rivo on that basis. But it's not necessary to explain the Rivo on the basis of the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban certainly has the Shita. We could explain the Rivo even if the Rivo, in other words, so then if we explain the Rivo that way, so then we have to say that not only the Ramban agrees with the Shita of the Rishash, but the Rivo also agrees with the Shita of the Rishash. Actually, I mean the Shita of the Mechaspil and the Abinezer and the Rihagis is much more established because according to the Rishash, so we have to deduce a very big chiddush that the Aloche of Tulosi Visefi Bishgogo applies even to a case where the Maisa Avere was done already, but the Tnai upon which the Avere is dependent did not take place yet. That's a big chiddush. But the Ramban, we have to say that the Ramban agrees with the Rishash. But there is no hechrech to say that the Rivo agrees with the Rishash. So we could say that we don't have to say what I said last time, that the Rivo also agrees with the Rishash. The Rivo could agree with the Michas Chinuch. But still, since he's not, there is no Avere going to be done in an active way, even if it's not Avere Nimshaches. But he's not active anymore. He was only active when he put the dough into the oven. But from that point on, he can even go to sleep. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. So, Mimele, when do we say that Nichale Lechover, the Levit Isur Ekule, Kech Levit Amoretz, Isur Rabbe Al Yodei, that is, if the Amoretz will do it in an active way? in saying that the Ramban agrees with the Rishash. And the reason is why I say that we are not forced to say that the Rebbe agrees with the Sheikh of the Rishash, but maybe he does. The reason is why I mention it, because from the next tesis, there seems to be a raya that the Rebbe agrees with the Mechaschino, not with the Rishash. So that's why I say that while from the Ramban it's muchrech that he agrees with the Rishash, but in Rebbe it's not muchrech. The Rebbe could be explained either way. He could be explained on the basis of the shita of the Rishash, but it could be explained that the Rebbe's teretz makes sense even if the Rebbe does not agree with the shita of the Rishash. And the Rebbe says that when do we say chatei kishis kechaveicho only if the avere of the other fellow, if the avere of the other fellow will be done in an active way. But if the avere will take place in a passive way, so even if it will be done in a passive way by the same person, we don't say chatei kishis kidei shetiska. But then, if that is the pshat in the Rebbe, so then we are faced with another difficulty, because Tesis mentions that the reason is why b'chotz elvi b'chotz b'cheirin k'ifin es rabbi v'isin se b'cheirin. So even though it involves an iser of liru b'savedu, so it's also based because emrim l'odom chatei k'dishin isk chaveicho, where the avere of the other fellow is an avere chmo, and the avere of this fellow is an avere kalo. So mimele we do say it. And that's the reason as why the Rav, the Odin, is told to behave in a very kalo of being Mishacher Avdei in order to prevent that the bitul mitzvah sasei of period of Rivio, which is a mitzvah chmo. But the question is, over there, the other fellow, when he'll do the avere, he'll do it b'sheval taisei in a passing way. So we see that we apply the principle. We apply the principle of in other words, of one person, one Jew, doing an avere kalo in order to prevent an avere chmuro of another person, even though the avere chmuro of the other person will be b'sheval taisei. What will be the avere chmuro of the eved? He will not. He'll be mevatel period of rivyon. That's an avere chmuro, because we tell your brother Hashem is itzor. But according to the Rebbe, if the avere chmuro would be done, would take place in a passive way, then we do not say that one person should do an avere kalo in order to prevent the avere chmuro of another person. Only when the avere chmuro of the other person will be done in an active way. But if it will be done in a passive way, so even vis-à-vis the same person, Rav Bibi wasn't sure. Allah has come v'chamo vis-à-vis another person. So that involves us in difficulty. However, if we explain the Rebbe in line with the shite of the Ramban and the Rishash, so then there is no difficulty. Because the Rebbe doesn't mean that afilu madri katzmei lifshit mishom lehatir the osu madayin linase u yisea umutif shi yasi yisa kalbe asi yisa chomer al yodi avlocha amaisi shi yisa kvon nase umeli yigna li yasa afilu yisa kalbe yodayin. Because when do we say that one person, because a person is allowed to do an avira kalo now in order to prevent an avira chmura later on, only if it's for the purpose of preventing an active avira chmura in an active way, but if it's for the purpose of preventing an avira chmura in a passive way, now. No, here it's something else. We say that the avere kalo of now is nitches in face of an avere chmur of later on, even of another person, even if the avere chmur of later on is in a passive way. But here in this case, the avere chmur is done already. It's a question of being eikeh. That, so we're not allowed to do an avere kalo in order to be eikeh l'mafreya, an avere chmur that was done already. So then we are not faced with this difficulty. But then we'll be faced later on with another difficulty. Because from the next thesis, it appears that Rebbe Shite is like the Mechaschino. But let's wait. Alright, now let's continue. So then he says, V'hod itnan, והשליח מי שחצי עבד וחצי בחיר. כיפי נסחה בי ואיסי איסי בחיר. ויפו גם לבעי פירטי אומר רב יהודה כהם שחר רב דהי ובעסק ולאילו ממסלילו. So the question is, so in him and Lodom Chatei, can she is Chadecho? True, that bitul period of Rivio is an Avir Achmur, vis-a-vis the essay of Leilu Mesarei. But in him and Lodom Chatei, can she is Chadecho? And over there, it's not the Odin's fault that the Eved will be Mevatel, the Mitzvah Achmur of period of Rivio. So he says, Shane period of Rivio, the mitzvah rabbi. So in other words, since kedimshanu hosom the rablezer asher nichnas lebeis hamedresh velimotzo shom yud vishichar hazavdei lashlim liyud mitzvah de rabim sham mitzvah rabim sham. So in other words, Tosfos tells us another klal that even when the aver achmur let's say of shimon is not caused by Ruvein, but if there is a mitzvah rabo in preventing the avir of mur of shimen, so then we say chatei kidei sheyis kechaver, sheyis kechaver. All right. Now, then veidish leima di davke heicha di poshako v'chiyimrim leilodom chatei davke heicha di poshako amar v'chiyimrim leilodom chatei zarech. But where the delinquent person whose Aver Achmura we are trying to prevent was not Pesheya, so then even without Mitzvah Rabo, so that's the difference. There are two Lashonos. The first Lashon Tosfos holds that when do we say that Aver Kalo of Reuven is Nitres before the Aver Achmura of Shimon, only when it was caused by Reuven. But if it wasn't caused, not, but except if it's a mitzvah rabo. But then the second motion holds that even if it's not a mitzvah rabo, and even though it was not caused, as long as the Lincoln person was not pesheya, the one who is going to do the avir achmur is not pesheya, is not really the Lincoln, so then the avir kalo of one person is nitres bifnei the avir achmur of another person. Again, why? Because teis v'shite is. The underlying premise in the whole Tosfos is that an Avir Kalo of today by the same person is Nitches before the Avir Achmur of the same person of tomorrow, the child of the Chofetz Chaim. But that's in regard to the same person. But in regard to another person, so the Shaila arises under which circumstances is the Avir Achmur of another person to be equated with the Avir Achmur of the same person, or it's not to be equated with Aver Achmur of the same person. So there's the cloud. If the other person was not Pesheya in any way, so then the Aver Achmur of the other Jew is to be equated with Aver Achmur of the same Jew. But if he is the Pesheya, so then he cannot be held as responsible for the Averes of the other Jew as he is held responsible for his own Averes. True, Kol Yisroel Arev in Zelazeh. And we are Orev even for Peshim and so on. But there is a difference. It's not the same degree of responsibility. But the underlying premise in this Tosfos is that in the same person, the Avir Kalo of today is Nitches bifnei Avir Achmuro of tomorrow. Yes, what is it?
This is where would this be the Raisa?
Of course it's the Raisa. We are Matar Yisur with Raisa on that basis. No, not Mishav Al Taisa. Here, Bikum Masei, the Shechon Oruch mentions it with Bikum Masei and so on. Alright. Now, V'dei Dishleima, alright. Didavki, Chalipot Shekom Avchim Mod Mechatei. Ro'im, Kom Avchim Mod Mechatei. V'ose Shapir, Hoda Amrino Mirishto Mid Mishcha, V'ose Esed Pesach Sheyesh Bikores, V'doch Esed Ashlome, V'ko Avre Keanim V'esed Ashlome, U'makrim Mechus HaKippurim Kaporosei, K'ishiyo V'pis, V'chim B'ferik Basra Leirem, K'in Shemimtso B'yavelez. So it's a moon. So you cannot do the Aveide Chavir Echit Chalim Mishino. So you say for Mitzvah Rabbonon, Achol Gav Dehav Shus. Why? Because we do say Chatei Kishis Kaveicho. So the Chavir of this Kehen, where's the Aveles, where's the Mum, is Zeyver and Mitzvah Rabbonon in order to prevent a bitul mitzvah of Aveide by the other Kehen. וגם חצי שיפרו וחצי בסחירים שלא הגובים נחתיה וקופו אסרבו באשליח הקס רבו שליח. So the question is, now there it wasn't because of period of review, because the Nisha is not Chayeres in period of review. So why was it allowed for the Odin to be Mishachar her? Mishachar told me on the Saveilu. So Mishum Shehoiso Marzeres Umamtzio Atzmo Liznus Vidam Yohanes, because there she was pressured into sin. She was pressured, so she is not considered as a Pishas. La Barbara Gamet Lechura. Mayase haben shavayechta. So that's the medrash. In other words, if the father doesn't give any chinuch to the child and he lets him associate with all the vulgar people, so the medrash says, so then the son is not to be blamed. If he sinks into sin, the father is to be blamed. So in other words, this woman, the chetze shifra, the chetze bascherin, so she was pressured by all kinds of vulgar people. So mimele, she is not to be considered as a pishas. She is not to be considered as a pishas. So mimele, we say chatei, kiddush yizkavicho, in order to prevent the avir achmuro of this chetze shifra, chetze bascherin, so the Odin was allowed to do an avir akap. Yeah. So he says, v'have name ki mitzvah derab. So here the Roshni is v'have name ki mitzvah derab. So, but the Roshan in Gitni is v'eid mitzvah derab mshane, but it's obvious that Teisves here also means that there's another teretz. One teretz is that she's not pishas. So mimele that will be in conformity to the second Roshan of Teisves. That where the is not a pishaya, so then we say chateki is chavecho. But then there is another loshin. The other loshin is that even if he's not a pishaya, so we still say einim rimulod b'chateki is chavecho. But mitzvah derabim shane. So mitzvah derabim is like mitzvah. I mean mitzvah rabo shane. So mitzvah derabim is like mitzvah rab. So in other words, so the first teretz, because there are two mishnayos in Teisves, so the first teretz is the first teretz vidam yohanusim is in accordance with the second loshon Teisves, and the second teretz v'hav nami ki zerabim is in accordance with the first loshon Teisves. Right. Now, what does the Rashba say here? לא ינסה או יסר עדיין, ויוכל לסכן על יסקל, אבל הוכה שכבר נסה או יסר. אלו שעוסק לגומי, או ממילא, דיל מלא איתי. All right, you can, the רשבו, you could explain either way to him. ואם תאמר, עקת האשכחון, שאימרים ללעודו מעמיד וחתית, שיש הווי חום מתנם ויגיד מפרק השולח, מי שחיצה אל וחצי אל וחצי מחירים, שכיף נסרה בי ואיסי סמחירים, כי שיקאי מיץ וספירי ורביו, ואף אגב דומר רבי דם שחר סבדי ובאס, שני מלאים סבאים. יש לימה, the mitzvah spirit of Rivio, she mitzvah rabo, shall you miss Kaim Eilom Shah. So then we say, Chateke she is Chavir. Uch Mishan also gab Rebleza, she nichlas to Misa Knesses, we must show Masor, we shech Ravdei, we shlim la Soro, we shum the mitzvah the Rabim Shahane, she is dead. We linire, the Shan also, kim the Chetzir ben Chirin, lesbo, mishum bem Saveidu, mishum Satchiru Shebei, vahi amtada vabin she is Sure, משום שהרבים היו נכשולים בו התירו להם לשחררו וכפורו. So that's the Rashba Shita. The Rashba Shita here and the Rashba Shita in the Chuvas is that we don't say Hateke she is Chaleva. Because Teis Veshite is that under certain circumstances we do say Hateke she is Chaleva. Under certain circumstances. What are the circumstances? So I call it Momosh in Teis Ves. If the other fellow is going to do an Aviv of Muro, he's going Posha. So we say Hateke she is Chaleva. According to other Loshin, if it's a Mitzvah Rabo, so we say Hateke she is Chaleva. So fellowship is that sometimes under certain circumstances we do say Hatekesh is Chalecho. But the Rashba Shite is no, we never say Hatekesh is Chalecho. We never say Hatekesh is Chalecho. So then you ask, so how is it that the Odin is told to be Mishachreya the Eved? In other words, he is told to be Eveya the Essay of Leo Misavedu in order to be Mizake, in order to prevent the Beetle Mitzvah spirit of review on the part of the Eved. So he says, there is no Aver, it's not Chatev. Because since he's a Chotzi Ev, the Chotzi Mechayim, there is no Mitzvah of the Elom Bem Saveh. So everybody has the Kashi against this Rashbo, but the same Gemara that he mentions, Haliyam said, Ava Avdevei, Inshi Yisur Rabbe. So, Mishum Shah Rabbi Moyun Nichsholim Bo, he Tiro Lishach Mikafur. So the Gemara has the Kashi. The Gemara has the Kashi. How was he allowed? How was he allowed? How was Besdin keep him to be Mishachet HaChet Shishim HaSchevi? What's Leo Misaveilu? So the Gemara gives a teres because the rabbin were neyagin bo minagetka. Were neyagin bo minagetka. But according to the Rashbo, why does the Gemara ask Leo Misaveilu? She was a Chet Shishim HaChet Shishim HaSchevi. And the mitzvah of Leo Misaveilu applies only to a Kulei Evet. And in a Gomo, not to a Chotzi Evet. So we see from that Gemara that the mitzvah of Leo Misaveidu applies even to a Chotzi and a Chotzi Mecheiri. And the Rashbo himself mentions that Gemara. So it's inconceivable that the Rashbo should be the Seisar himself talking to Dibur in one paragraph. So even though that Kashi is raised by so many Achayim, but I don't think that it's a Kashi at all. You see, it's not that the Rashbo holds that there is a special Gzeras HaKosov, that the mitzvah of Leilu Ben Saveidu applies only to an Eved Gomu, not to a Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechayim. Where is the such a Gzeras HaKosov? After all, a Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechayim has its Adavdus. So the Meile, whatever is true of Eved Gomu, is also true of a Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechayim. But the Gemara in Dittin says that the Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechayim, after the Mishnah Achene, because the Mishnah Rishayne, in the Mishnah Rishayne, we still said, Eve des Rabbi Yemechot Chotzi Eved Bechotzi Mechayrin, so Eve des Rabbi Yemechot Vesatzmi Yemechot. So then, Bishamai said to Bishilol, to come to Vesatzmi, to come to Vesrabbi, Vesatzmi Loi to come to him, because he will be bottle of Mitzvah Spiri of Rivi. So then Bishilol reversed themselves, and they decided, Vechozro Vehiru Kedir Bishamai, that we have to be Mishach. So the Gemara says in Gittin, that after the Mishnah Achreino, so every Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Mech, so what does the Mishnah Achreino say? That Keifin is Rabbi, the case of Ishtar Shichu. But until the Rab executes Ishtar Shichu, so he's still a Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Mechayim. But he's considered Miukev Ketshichu. Now the Gemara has come and become a bias about Mukim Ketshichu, whether Mukim Ketshichu is Eichel B'Trumo, or Mukim Ketshichu is not Eichel B'Trumo, whether a Mukim Ketshichu is considered Kiyun Kaspi or not. So we see from this Gemara that once the Mishnah Reina decided, like Bishamai, the Bishila decided like Bishamai, that Keifin is Rabbi, so it wasn't only a decision that we are Keifin the Rab, but then they decided to be Mafkia the Kinyan Momin of the Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechayim. That's the definition of Mukev Ketshichu. What's the definition of Mukev Ketshichu? Mukev Ketshichu means like a Mafkia Resabu. So the Kinyan Momin is Boka. Like this in an Eved, so an Odin has Tikkun Yomin. He has a Kinyan Momin and a Kinyan Isa. But suppose someone is Mafkia the Eved, so the Kinyan Momin is Boka. So then he's called Mukev Ketshichu, except according to Shmuel, who says that if the Kinyan Momin is Boka, the Kinyan Isa is also Boka, but we don't pass like Shmuel. So Mukev Ketshichu by definition means an Eved in whom the Kinyan Momin of the Odin is Boka, but the Kinyan Isa, he still has the Kinyan Isa. So the Gemara in Gittin calls Chotzi after the Mishnah Achreinei. So So the Gemara calls the Chotzer and the Chotzer Mecheri Mika Dichicho. So that means when the Bisilel reversed their own decision, and Chosru Mehiru Kidimu Bishamai, so at that time they were Mafkia the Kinyan Momin, that the Odin has in the Chotzer and the Chotzer Mecheri, because of Liseu Paul Hashem Sitzor. So they were Mafkia. And of course, they were certainly allowed to Mafkia. The Leilu Misavedu is incumbent upon the Odin, not upon the Chachomim. So the Chachomim were mafkia the Kinyan Momin. The Kinyan Momin of Chotzi Eved that the Norden has in the Chotzi Eved, the Chotzi Mechirin. So what Kinyan remained in the Odin? Only a Kinyan Isa. In the Eved? Only a Kinyan Isa. Only a Kinyan Isa. So Mimele, the Rashba Shiti is that when is there Aloche of Kolam Shachar Avdei Vabese? Only if it is an Eved in whom the Odin has two Kiyon, a Kiyon Yisar and a Kiyon. But Yichotzi Eved Yichotzi Mechir, after the Mishnah Chayne, so the Bisilel will mafki at Kiyon Momein, because of Hefka Bezen Hefka, so they certainly have a Kiyach, to be mafki at Kiyon Momein that an Odin has in an Eved. So the Mele, there is no Lelo Misaveinu. So there is no Ese of Mishachir. So that's only in the man, Chotzi Eved Yichotzi Mechir in the man, where there is a chiyuv of period of the rivio. So the mele, the bisilel, were chosro vehiro kidim v'bishamal. So they were mafkia the king of women. Mashainkim in a woman who is not mitzumo and period of the rivio. So the chachomim were not mafkia the king of women. So the mele, the mitzvah of Lem Saveidu applies to a chetzeshiv chetzeshiv aschere. So it's no kash at all. So the Rashbo himself is a kash. So now since the Rashbo shiti is that we do not say Chatei Iskhavecho. Under no circumstances do we say Chatei Kishi Iskhavecho. So Iskashi. And the reason is why a Nodin is forced to give a Shnach Shichot to Chotzei Lechotzei Mechirin, because in that Chotzei Lechotzei Mechirin, he has more Kinyan Momin. So there is no Leilu Misaveinu, so there is no Chatei. But so he has a Kashi, but how about a Chatei Kishi Iskhavecho? So Bezin forced the Nodin to give a Shnach Shichot in that woman. So the Odin had a Kinyan Momin, and if he had a Kinyan Momin, so it involved an Avera of Kolam Shachar Avdei Vabese, and still Bezin forced that Odin to be Mishachar, that Chet Yishiv Chet Vachiri. So the Rashbo gives it Teretz. Dish, Vayi Amsed, Ava Avde Bo In Shede Sure, Mishum Sharabi Moyen Nechshom Bo, Hitiru Le Mishachar Vikofu. In other words, the Rashbo Shiti is, Ein Imrim Le Odom Chatik Yishiz Chaveicho Yochit. But in the Odom Chatei Kinishinisko Arabi. One is allowed. One person, one Jew is allowed to do an Avera Kalo now in order to prevent an Avera Chmure by a Rabbi. There it was a question of saving the Rabbi from sin. So that is the Shinas Rashba. In other words, Teis Veshite is that I'm under certain circumstances, it's in the Odom Chatei Kinishinisko Arabi. So under certain circumstances, let's say if it's Mitzvah Rabbo, I call it Moloshin, or let's say if it's not Pesheya, so the Avir Kalo of one Jew is Nitres between the Avir Chmur of another Jew. According to Rashbo, under no circumstances is the Avir Kalo of one Jew Nitres before the Avir Chmur of another Jew. But the Avir Kalo of one Jew is Nitres before the Avir Chmur of many Jews of Iran. That's the Rashbo. Now, now the Mechaber in Simen Shin Vov Sif Yud Aleph said as follows: Mi she sholach leid she yoytziu bitei b'shabes le yoytziu mechlal Yisrael mitzvo losum liderech piyomo li ishtadil ba'atzoloso v'yeitze yafil chutz legimu parsoiz v'yiloy boye kalfino v'yiloy boye kalfino. So in other words, that if, let's say, someone knows that certain people, I mean, that happens, you know, in the Tsarist regime with the chappers, you know, the snatchers, they used to come into a Jewish home and snatch away a little child, a boy, of four or five, in the middle of the night, and then they inducted him into the Russian army. So it was not just a question of inducting him into the Russian army. That meant shmat, you know. They raised him as a Russian Orthodox. So many times, so the psak of Devarim was that it was muta to be mechal Shabbos in order to prevent the snatching of the Jewish child. All right. So he says, mi sheshalchu leyitziu bitei b'Shabbos leyitziu mechal Yisrael mitzvah losom liderach biyomov leyishtadil ba'atzolos. What do you mean? Because the Rambam Shita is that Gimu Pasois, that's in Beis Mil. Gimu Pasois. So that's a lav deraisa. So in other words, one is allowed to be either a lav deraisa on Shabbos in order to be Menea, the conversion of a Jew. Misheshonchon leisheitziu bite bishabbos leitziu mechal Yisrael. Viliboye, and if he refuses, he's a tzaddik, he doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos, can't fin on it. So now we force him to be Mechal Shabbos in order to prevent the conversion of a Jew. Alright, now, what's the time? So the Mogav Rom says, I feel in Mandoma they have the Raise that Gimu Paso is. Give it raise meal. Is the Raise? Sure. Vil Gabe Shalitome of Itavit called Yomeo Chil Shabbos. So Chil Shabbos have a Zeisur Zite, the Mutev Lichal of Shabbos Echot, Kidei Shetishme Shabbos Esar. Vim Kei, Im Reitzim Leon Sol Avir Acheres, Afil Avid Avizor Epamachas, Ei Michal Nalo, Shabbos, Bim Loche de Raisi, Vim Chal Shabbos Kedir Avizor. Chal Shabbos Kedir Avizor. So in other words, so the Mogen Avraham mentions in the name of the Beis Yosef, he mentions, why is it muter? Because just as the Chachamim said, Ligabi Pikuach Nefesh, Mutaf Lechalul of Shabbos Echad, Kidei Sheishmir Shabbos Esarbei. So here too. So it's much, this he mentions in the name of the Beis Yosef. But the Beis Yosef doesn't spell it out. I mean, the Beis Yosef could be interpreted that way, but he doesn't spell it out. So it's much more for the Mogen Avraham that according to the Beis Yosef, it's muter on the basis of Chalul of Shabbos Echot. Kidei sheish me Shabbos Esar. Kidei sheish me Shabbos Esar. So in other words, so the same thing as Pikuach Nefesh. Now, why is Pikuach Nefesh Dicha Shabbos? So there is a sugya in Yume. In Yume. So one mandoma says, because of Chalul of Shabbos Echot, ish me Shabbos Esar. One mandoma says, Vishom Rubne Yisroel is HaShabbos. HaShabbos Moso Lochem Veinat Moso Nishabbos. One man doma learns it out to Kalochena from Mila. Uma Mila Shiachod me Vorim Shalodom, so is Nicha Shabbos, so Kol Gufel Kosh. One man doma learns it out a Kalochena from Machteres. But the Torah says that from Machteres. So Daloche is that you are allowed to kill the Ganet, even though over there it's only something. Whether it's Baal Nifoshes or it's Baal Momen. So, and Nifoshes, and Shvichuzom Nischmur, Shinitamu Esorot. Still, the Torah tells us that we are allowed to kill the gun for the Sovik. Maybe it's Baal Nifoshes. So we are allowed even to be Verandi Yisrael Shvichuzom. There's no because of the Pekuach Nefesh of the Balabais. Al Chaskamol Vechamol Chil Shabbos, that is not so Chomor Shvichuzom. So, all kinds of Roshes. Then the Gemara says, V'chai po'em v'lishyam z'beh. So the Gemara says, so Shmuel says, the Diyah different code. V'chai po'em v'lishyam z'beh is more than all the others. Why? Because all the other droshes, except the droshes from Bom Machteres, so we only know that Vada is there. Let's say the Yalfus and the Kalochim of Hamilei. So only Vaday Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but Sofik Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. And so all the other Droshes, so we only know that Vaday Bikach Nefesh is Deicha. But how do we know that Sofik Bikach Nefesh is Choshe, even Choshe Rechikim Bikach Nefesh is Deicha? Mashenkin, the Posik of Echaibim, which he always been implies that even Sofik Bikach Nefesh, even Choshe Rechikim Bikach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. So, but one of the reasons as to why Bikach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos is Chalul of Shabbos Echot v'Ish Meshabbos Esar. So the Mogavrom says that the reason as to why we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to prevent the Shmad of a Jew or a Jewess is because of Chalul of Shabbos Echad Mishne Shabbos Arba. So that means the same thing as the Rachlech. But the Bais Yosef doesn't say that. He mentions that in the name of the Quran, of the Bais Yosef. Now, this is the Mechaba says in Simen Shin Vov, Siv Yudalit, Mishe Shol Cholei, She Yitziu Bitei Bishabes Leitziu Mechal Yisroel, where it's a question of saving a Jewish soul from Shmat, Bin Shin Chof Ches, in Simen Shin Chofres. Shin Chofres. Sif Yud. The Ramo says, Misha Reitzin Lansin Sheyaver Avir of Deilo Ein Mechal Nolo Vashabes Kedatsu. We're not Mechal as Shabes Kedatsu. So the Mogavrom here in Simen Shin Vov says that when, and that's also Bis Yosef Bishem Arash. That's the Bis Yosef Bishem Arash. So he says, "Mishareitzim lam se sheyaver avir odelo eimichalno lo vashabes kidei lehatzile, kidei lehatzile." So, Bis Yosef, I'm real simen shinvo, and then he says in parentheses, "Bis Yosef b'shimarash." Whether that's the washing of the, that's another question, right? But it's mentioned Bis Yosef b'shimarash, and he says here, "Eimichalno vashabes lehatzile." I'm real simen shinvo, but the simen shinvo says just the reverse. That if it's a question of saving someone from Shmad, so Yahr Mechuyiv Mechal Shabbos, we force a Jew to Mechal Shabbos in order to save another Jew, or a Jewess, from Shmad. And here he says just the reverse. Misharitim on se sheyaver aveiro, gdeilo, e michalmo vashabbos kin laatzile. Mechal Shabbos laatzile. So the Mogavrom says, the Simen Shin Vov, that when he says, the Rambo says, in the name of the Bais Yosef, Mishareitzim Hamse, Sheyaver Aver of Deilo, he means Yidn Avelizor. Yidn Avelizor. Yidn Avelizor. But why shouldn't, so then there is a stira between what the Rambo says in Simen Shin Chof Ches, and what the Mechaba says in Simen Shin Vov. So there is no stira, because when the Rambo says in Simen Shin Chof Ches, that one is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to say another person from Averik Deilo, even from Avedizore, he means a single act of Avedizore. Let's say he knows that if he's not going to Mechal Shabbos, so another Jew will be with Avedizore once. So he's not allowed. When it's a question not of saving a Jew from a single act of Avedizore, when it's a question of saving a Jew from Avedizore all his life, if he'd be converted. So then we do say Chateke Sheiz Chaveicho. Why? Because there are two Lishenes and Tesis. One Lishen and Tesis is that we say Chateke Sheiz Chaveicho in every case where the one who is either the Chaveicho, Aviroch Moro, is not a Bishen. So according to that Lishen and Tesis, so then we shouldn't pass as the Rambam passes in Simen Shin Chof Ches. Mishareitzim le'amsei la'avir avir gdeilo avir izore. So it's not a pesheya la'amsei. What kind of a pesheya is it? Even pressure that is applied on a woman, you know, that should be involved in sin. So we don't consider her as a pishas. Alachas kamo v'chamo, when an anus tries mamish to force a Jew into avizore, so he's certainly not considered a pesheya. So true, he's not on the level to be misanevish himself as he's supposed, but a pesheya is not considered. So still, the Ramo says in Simen Shin Chof Ches that mishareitzim eisei lansei aveir ogdeilo. So what's the chal Shabbos leatzilei? And the Mogavrom says that aveir ogdeilo means avizore. So that psak of the Ramon in Simen Shin Chof Ches is not in accordance with the second washing Tesis here on Shabbos. Because according to the second washing Tesis here on Shabbos, wherever the delinquent person is not a Pesheya, so then we say Chateki Jis Chaveh. We say Chateki Jis Chaveh. But it's in line, it could be in accordance with The first Lashon Tesis. The first Lashon Tesis is that in any case where a person, where the Avir Ochmur of the other fellow was not caused by me, so then we don't say Chatei Kishin Ischaleich. We don't say Chatei Kishin except if it's a Mitzvah Rabo. So what is a Mitzvah Rabo? Period of review. That's a Mitzvah Rabo. And being Matzel in Nefesh Yisrael from Shema is certainly a Mitzvah Rabo. So in other words, this is the difference between the case in Simen Shin Chof Ches and the case in Simen Shin Vov. In Simen Shin Chof Ches, it's a question of being Matzel, a Jew, from a single act of Avodah Zarah. He's false. So it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah rabo. Masha'in came in Simen Shin Vov with the question of saving a Jew from Shmad. So that's a mitzvah rabo. So this is how we have to explain. You see, how we can reconcile this apparent inconsistency. Yes?
Maybe the person, whoever put in that parenthesis, the Rashba, thought that both Lashonos and Tosfos thought it was a mitzvah rabo, even a maisa echad, and that's why it's...
All right, that could be, you see. So that involves us in another discussion, whether all these the expressions in parentheses, that was the text of the Ramo himself or somebody else put it in. But one thing is sure, even if it's not the Ramo himself, he was a big lamdan, the one who put it in. It wasn't just Abba Harazetza who put it in.
No, in other words, even he controls that the first one of Lashon, that one Ma'isa of Avodah Zarah is also that's for Rashba. And therefore it's not because of Rashba who doesn't answer anything.
You one second. But now let's see the Lashon HaRashba. Now, so the Ramo in Simen Shin Chof Ches says that Oseh lechalas haShabbos kedi lahatzil odom me'avir ochmur, and he says Chuvas HaRashba. So in other words, he paskens the Shidas HaRashba. Besiyoseh b'shem HaRashba. Now let's see the Loshin of the. Now the Chuvas HaRashba is not in either one of these two. It's in another because there are so many Chuvas HaRashba. But the Besiyoseh cites the whole Loshin of the Chuvas HaRashba. It's in Shinbo. The Bes Yosef in Simen Shin Vov Nishal HaRashba Alechot Sheshoncho Lei B'Shabes Sheoitziu Bitei B'Chazoke Mibesei Al De Yisroel Mumer Lo Yoitziu Mechlal Yisroel Im Yosim Miderech Piyomo B'Shabes Pen Yafchiduo Lei Homir Im Muter Lele Chafilo Chutz Le Gimu Pasois Liman Doma Al B'Tchum Gimu Pasois De Reise. In other words, so it appears from the Russian that if it's a question of an Isra Rabbanon, there is no Shiloh whatsoever. I mean, it shouldn't even be discussed. That it's muter and it's a mitzvah to behave an Isra Rabbanon in order to be matzel a Jew from Shema. But the Sheol had a doubt in connection with the Nisal Reis, a land Reis. Limandoma de Tchum Gimu Pasoy is the Reis. Vafil Hovi Chesem Isra Malchus. Midachinom Misofik Ze Es HaShabos Kildachinom Misofik Nefoshis. So I don't know who the Sheol is, but the Sheol probably was also a big one. You can see from the way he formulated the Shaila that he was a big one. So in other words, the Sheol raised the question on the basis of Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. He raised the question on the basis of Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. So then he says, whether in the case of the Rashba is not the case of being Mechal Shabbos in order to save a Jew from a single Aveir Ochmur or Ima Avedizor. No, it's a case of being Mechal Shabbos in order to save a Jew from permanent Shmat. So, and the Shaila was whether, now of course, it's not bold that if he is Mechal Shabbos, he'll definitely save a Jew. Maybe it will not be successful anyway, but maybe yes. So the Shaila was, just as we say vis-à-vis Pikuach Nefesh, that even the mere possibility of saving a human life is the Yechash Shabbos, so maybe here too, the mere possibility of saving a Jew from Shmad is the Yechash Shabbos. Or, it's not like Pikuach Nefesh. This is the Shai. Mi dachinom misofik zeh HaShabbos, ki dachinom misofik nifoshis. Veheishiv, hadov otzorech Talmud. ומכל מוקי קר דייטי נטה שאין דייכן שבס על הצולה מעבירס. The Russian is a very difficult Russian because he says Hadova Tzorach Talmud. So what does it mean? He has a topic he doesn't know. That's what Hadova Tzorach Talmud? I don't know. So then he says ומכל מוקי קר דייטי נטה שאין דייכן שבס על הצולה מעבירס. So if you want to be an action, so you can say that he really says he doesn't know, he's not sure. I don't want to talk Talmud because I'm not sure. But we call looking card itinate that there is no din of Pikach Nefesh. There is no din of Pikach Nefesh. In other words, but 100% sure I'm not. But I'm disposed towards the Shite that Hatzole from Shmad does not have a din of Pikach Nefesh. You can say that. But then he shouldn't say Hadova Tzorach Talmud. He should say Daiti Neide She Ein Deich HaShabbos She Ein Deich HaShabbos Ratzolem Aviris Avol Eini Bol. When he says Hadova Tzorach Talmud, so that means it's a real topic in his mind. It's a real topic in his mind. And then Umikom Okei Kar Daiti Neide She Deich HaShabbos. The expression is very strange. What do you mean Umikom Okei Kar Daiti Neide? So this expression, Hadova Tzorach Talmud Mikol Mokim Kar Daiti Neite Shein Deich HaShabbos La'atzolem Averes, so indicates that here in the Rashba considers two separate questions. One question is the question of whether we say Chateki Shiz Kavecho. So it goes without saying that according to Teis Reshite, so we are definitely allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save a Jewish soul from Shmad. Bein according to the first Loshen Teisves, bein according to the second Loshen Teisves. According to the first Loshen Teisves, so we do not say Chateki Shiz Chaveicho, even if the delinquent person is not a Pesher. So when there are substantial extenuating circumstances, so we do not say Chateki Shiz Chaveicho, unless there is a mitzvah rabo. Now that goes without saying that there couldn't be a greater mitzvah rabo than saving a Jewish soul from permanent shmat. There couldn't be. The mitzvah rabo of Piriyah v'Riviyah cannot be compared to the mitzvah rabo of saving a Jew from shmat. So according to the first Moshen Teisves, it goes without saying that it's muter to be mechal Shabbos 100 times. In order to save a Jew from permanent Jew. There couldn't be any bigger mitzvah rabo. If that is not a mitzvah rabo, so what is a mitzvah rabo? Alright. According to second Moshe Teisves, so if the person is a pesheya, but here he is not talking of a case of a pesheya. Alecho cheshovu ribi Shabbos, sheu itziu bitei b'chazoko mebeisei al Yisrael mumer. It's the same case as with the chappers, the snatchers. So she was certainly not a pishas. If this indecent woman, the Chatzishiva Chatzibeschirin, is not considered a pishas because she was pressured, even though there was no real coercion, no one actually forced her, so she was not considered a pishas. So lachaskamo v'chamo, hoitziu, bitei b'chazoko mebeise. So she's certainly not a pishas. So according to Teis Reshite, it goes without saying that he was allowed. So let's see the Loshon the Rashba again. Veheishif Hadova Tzorach Talmud Umikol Mokim Kar Daitinete Shein Deichin Shabbos Al Atzolem Averis Lifi Sheomru Einemrim Leodom Amed Vechatei Bishvil Shenizke Chaveicho Vaafilu Yisure Zute Lo Yisharim Olei Kilo Hatzol Chaveirem Yisure Rabi Dal Korchoch Leamrino Mifirichol Marvin Nichale lechoved lev yisure zute keichan leved amoretz yisure rabbe el kisheise yise abol amoretz al dechoved avol binyanach eloi ki dimuchach perikame di shabes bibaye di hitbik baz bitano vei tzorich talmud ache yame da dover al bir. So again, the whole motion is strange. So he first he says hadova tzorich talmud umikol mokei because any more Hadith, under all circumstances, except when the avera chmura of the other fellow was caused by me. So then we say chatikish is coming. But here it wasn't caused by him.